Kelvin McAvoy, which one's your best 4-hour punters out there today, Kelvin?
I think Festus is a very good colt.
Matt Kamani.
KU is also a good chance, and she's been working really well.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take Festivus into KU the place.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Festivus just on the line. Barhash, three lengths on the line to either Hilverston or KLU.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
$7.50. That's what it was.
This is one of the great performances from you. You've got to take full responsibility. Don't worry about the trainers or the jockeys that got the horses into winning positions or place positions. You constructed a multi-trainer exotic $7.50 winner.
It was a proud day. It was a proud day for the spreadsheet. A $7.50 in the kick. Sat back on Monday because we didn't want to spend and we invested wisely yesterday. Very, very positive outcome. We'll do it again today because we're at Ladbrokes Park and Sandown on the, where are we, the lakeside today?
Yes.
I think we might be. And I do love a lakeside edition, so I reckon we're hot to trot today. What's Kane going to give us?
Oh, Kane, how much rain overnight and yesterday, I guess?
Yeah, morning, gents. We've had 7 mil in the last 24 hours, but we've sort of had about 3.2 of that since the 1:30 track report yesterday. So, wore a heavy 8 yesterday afternoon, and this morning we presented a heavy 9.
Right, okay. Well, I actually must confess I thought it'd be a lot more than that, usually being in the rain belt.
No, we sort of got lucky. Like, looking at it early in the piece, we sort of held off sort of to late afternoon to do that initial track report, knowing that it would change likely quite rapidly if we got a lot of that rain. But we sort of, I was surprised we only got away with 7 mil, so it was a good result sort of all round, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So as a result, the specific details for today?
Yeah, so the sticks come up much the same as yesterday afternoon, 7.5 with a shear and 9.5. So it hasn't really changed a great deal. And I think a lot of that comes down to it sort of got pretty gusty last night around sort of midnight, that 50K sort of westerly winds we sort of got. So that sort of helped a little bit. Plus, obviously, once the track gets to that point, it sort of, you know, gravity takes over and can get away. So rail's in the 7-metre location, heavy 9. And look, it's pretty clear today weather-wise, I think.
All right, yeah, well, that's good too, because it was meant to be today's the wet day, not so much yesterday, so hopefully we've seen the worst of it.
Yeah, I think initially they sort of did mention it would rain sort of right through the night, even into the early part of this morning, but we've sort of got away with one here, so, you know, we're happy to start on a 9, and then, look, it's only, I don't think it's any better, but I think certainly it's not going to be as bad as what maybe we thought.
Fantastic, Kane, catch you again soon.
No, thanks, guys, have a good one.
Will do, Kane McCartan, track manager there at Sandown, Lakeside Racing today. Alex Ray! He's got a couple ready to roll for us today, Alex. Welcome.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We are well, thank you, pal. Nice to have you with us. Now, well, I'm interested in this first runner you got, race 2, number 10. Fort Charles, who loves the heavy, loves the distance, up in grade today, but back-to-back wins at the Bull, so we know it can swim. What are you thinking today?
Look, he's done a really good job to improve to this sort of grade of race. We were in a bit of trouble early in his career because he didn't show a hell of a lot, but he's shown that he can stick and he gets through wet ground, so it's a good time of the year for him to be in. And you know, with the weather being nice and wet, you know, he's in the race today, I'd say.
Yeah, it's a big jump, so are you confident can race to the level?
Oh, look, to be completely honest with you, I'd be surprised if he's sharp enough for some of those, you know, the carries and the science he delivers. But as I said, with the track in the heavy range, it brings him right into it. And you know, if it's a really tough staying contest, he'll be there at the end. So, you know, he's only had 5 starts, so we're still learning about him, and he's also improving. So, you know, we're just hoping he can measure up to this sort of a grade. And, you know, he'll get there at some stage. He'll continue to improve, and whether it's today or not, I'm not sure. But, you know, he's in good order.
That's race 2, number 10, Fort Charles. Race 3, number 20, Sacred Kiwi. Would it get a start, you reckon?
I really hope so. I mean, there's hardly any races for him. I mean, we have Warwick Nabil on Sunday, and then there's no racing next week. So I'm hoping he gets a start today. And obviously, he won a 0-58 the other day, so he's up in grade. But he loves wet conditions as well, and he's got not much weight on his back. So fingers crossed anyway.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that, race 3, number 20. And then you got race 8, number 12, Secret Palace, who's running over the 2,100 metres today in a Filly's Mares Benchmark 70 affair. What have you got Secret Palace looking like today?
Look, there was some mitigating circumstances the last start. She was only playing. It's D-Day for me today because I've always told all the connections that this was a pretty serious horse. And I always said, you know, when we get her to a mile and a quarter on soft ground, we'll see her at her best. So I'm really confident she'll run a big race today. I've always, you know, sort of pumped her tyres up a little bit, and it's up to her today to deliver. So you know, fingers crossed she can run really well.
Well, I like the fact that D. Oliver is in the saddle out of Barrier 6. That makes sense to me if you've got a horse like that. What's your best today, Alex?
Secret Palace.
Secret Palace. We'll take the $10 and we will run. Thank you very much. Fixed at tab.com.au. Hope it goes well for you in the stable. Appreciate your time.
Thanks very much.
Alex Ray with a winner for us today. Hopefully at Sandown, Lakeside, Ladbrokes Park. Race 8, number 2. I've had to wait till late in the program, the last race. But Secret Palace, D. Oliver in the saddle. I'll take the $10 and I am going to run.